Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Halfway into this worldwide transmission against tyranny, and we have Reverend James Manning of Otla.org joining us, Pastor David, James David Manning. Again, Otla.org, A-T-L-A-H.org. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In the next segment, we're going to open the phones up to Pat, Julio, Isaac, Tracy, Mark, and others to talk to the pastor. Look, when you talk about revolution, they know they're forcing the people into physical confrontation. So they built up NORTHCOM, Homeland Security, to get everybody used to giving up their rights to fight foreign, supposed made-up boogeyman terrorists. But really, we have the Homeland Security MIAC reports. It's all designed for the American people, libertarians, conservatives, people that want to end the Fed, the birthers. You know, it's all in there. People to get us out of the UN sticker. It's clearly un-American. It's clearly a secret police. But I think they want violent confrontation. That's why they provoke a turret. But I do think we need a revolution of boycotts, of protest, of educating people, of saying no, of taking over the state governments, the legislative process. That's starting to happen, to block the federal government's unconstitutional activities, the federal government itself taken over by international aims. I mean, there's a lot of things we can do. I think the Tea Parties are effective, but they have been co-opted by Glenn Beck and others. And just his past attacks on Ron Paul and others, I mean, he's definitely he's Benedict Arnold. I mean, I have to call him out because he's so dangerous.
He's very dangerous, no doubt about it.
So continue with your problem with the Tea Party leadership and what type of revolution you're talking about.
Well, going to the Tea Party, the revolution aspect of the question first, I think that I've called for boycotts for the last year, and we've been somewhat effective. I mean, I've called for the Great Nine boycott of several major fast food places, all the auto industries, all three of them, Pepsi and Coca-Cola, simply to send a message to corporate America that we're out here, we've got power, we can write your checks, or we can cancel them. I've also called for a one-day work stoppage, which we've not yet instituted. We've not made it effective as of yet. But to have America stop working for one day. Now, the Tea Party people, Dick Armey, I think, floated that idea a couple of months ago, and I called him out on it because I had called for it going back 4 or 5 months ago that America should shut down for one day completely to let the powers that be know that we're here and we're not going to be marginalized, we're not going to be constitutionally castrated, we're not going to have that happen. And if they don't respond in the one-day work stoppage, then we'll go for a full-week work stoppage. But, of course, you know, Alex, once you do a one-day work stoppage, those that are involved in the process will most probably be either arrested, and if you go for a one-week work stoppage, the Obama machine will call out the military to try to put down that one-day work stoppage. It will not happen in a vacuum. It will not happen in a peaceful way. And I am not one that advocates shedding blood. That's not something that I want people to think of me first of. Then, however, that's beginning to float around, and I would like to repeal that as much as possible. But, Alex, I'm convinced that one of the more powerful ways of boycotting this structure, this new corporate Supreme Court law that gives corporations the opportunity to buy candidates, to buy elections, that's exactly what happened last week. And you got to stop the corporations through the power of a one-week work stoppage. It will turn violent should that happen.
Well, what they did is they said, oh, you can't have a Hillary film, which is clearly unconstitutional. So they expanded it using a ruling that was good to just say unlimited giving, foreign companies, foreign corporations can come in and take over even further. But there's still the restrictions on what individuals can give.
Absolutely.
So it's actually unfair for the corporation. Stay there. Let's talk more about that on the other side. But again, that's the system panicking, pulling out all the stops to try to pile on more money to shut us down, to shut us up. But the people are only going to wake up that much faster because things are falling apart. They can't paper over that. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Supreme Court removed limits on corporate labor donations to campaigns, but the way I read this ruling, they did not remove the $3,000 limit on citizens. So we, as human beings, don't get to give more because that's what really threatens them. But offshore corporations, I mean, that's treason right there. And many people have written editorial articles saying that is treason by the Supreme Court. But I remember criticizing them saying they couldn't have a Hillary film that was funded by a corporation. That's one thing. But to say unlimited, offshore, campaign, openly, I tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing, Reverend Manning.
Well, essentially what that ruling says, Alex, is that only corporations will be able to vote, corporations and their surrogates, that if you belong to a corporation and you are part of the shareholders of that corporation, then you can vote. Or if you are an individual citizen, such as you and myself and many others, your vote will not count. Your vote will be dependent upon how much money you can donate, and of course you'll be limited in what you can donate. Therefore, you'll be limited in who and how powerful your votes will become. That's exactly what that does and says. We're being castrated.
Where do you see this going?
I see this. I believe that the Obama administration exist and that have existed believe that global power is more possible now than ever, that they can unify this planet, if you will. They can make it a prison planet, if you must. And that there's really no one or nothing that can stop them right now. They don't see anything out there that can stop them. The only thing that they're trying to avoid right now, now I do believe that martial law would be a great way in which, well, if there was an uprising or revolt or revolution that was not well planned, it would give martial law and the power, and Obama the power to rule from his throne without any question. However, what they are trying to avoid, and the reason why they're moving, at breakneck speed, they could move more conclusively. They're just trying to avoid people coming out with the 250 million guns that are in the homes of America to overthrow this movement. But they believe right now they're in control, and there's absolutely nothing that can be done, nothing that can stop this global takeover and the amassing of global power into the hands of just a few people.
They really do think America and the world is done, and this is a scientific dictatorship. It's really happening. But if they don't think the public will go along with it, they will slow down. And the good news is their health care is in trouble. Their Copenhagen is in trouble. It's coming out, all the UN fraud, stuff that dwarfs ClimateGate on a daily basis now. Their flu hoax fell apart. And I think that's happening not just because the public's awake and angry and active, Reverend Manning, but because police, military, bureaucrats, people who are in there seeing this, they're quietly not going along with it. They're leaking information. They're saying no. And, I mean, I think we're in very, very dark times, but at the same time...
Well, you know, I think what you just... I'm very much aware of what you stated, how clear that is, that people within the military, within the police, within the... and within the structure of the government... recognize what is happening. They have not been made a part of it. They will not be made a part of it. And for those reasons, a part of the process could be slowing down. I at one time thought that perhaps they may have lost interest in using Obama as a front man. The Copenhagen failure caused me to think a little bit, and I didn't have any conclusive evidence, that perhaps they thought that they would slow down on him and perhaps pick another person to be the leader of this group. But the other thing is that, I'm not sure that the American people understand. Well, what I would say is that perhaps that what you're discussing right now we probably ought not to discuss, because there are a large number of people within the military who've been made aware of all of the conspiracies that are happening and this global takeover, and we might be putting them at jeopardy at some point.
Well, that's just it. That's just it. If you expose the program, which we've done with the alternative media, which is why they want to shut down and curtail the web and free speech, if you expose them and we're telling the truth, even if people don't wake up now, as it unfolds, they will wake up, because it's almost like prophecy. We have their game plan, and you lay it out beforehand, and then it happens as we say. That really gets people's attention, and I think that's what myself and many others and you, over the decades, getting the truth out is devastating to them, because I say it every day because it's so true. Lies have to be reapplied constantly. Constantly have to be reapplied over and over again. But the truth just burns through the lies. And so we've only got to wake somebody up. We've only got to show them how they've been lied to. And then they've opened their eyes to the larger fraud.
Where we are standing, if you look at what's happening in Europe and how Europe is being co-opted and how they've lost all their sense of democracy and freedom of speech. And the last bastion, of course, here in America, we were indeed the ideal. We were the city on a hill, if you will, in terms of democracy, freedom of speech, and the best kind of government and patriots of people interaction. That has all been curtailed now. The problem is that we've got a large number of people in America who actually believe that it should have been curtailed, and they voted for it in this recent election with Obama. And as you made mention of the fellow Dice, I think was his name in the earlier segment, that Californians are actually voting or believing that freedom of speech should be curtailed to some degree. What has happened is that there has been such a mind washing of people through the media. A large part of the reason why we've gotten to where we are, and people are not aware of the Constitution, the schools have been stripped of teaching pro-Americanism, Constitution, democracy, the Bible. They've been stripped. The institutions have been stripped.
People have nothing, so they're an empty vessel to be filled. Let's go to some phone calls before we're out of time here. You've been gracious to spend this time with us. Pat in Ohio, you're on the air with Dr. Manning. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Reverend Manning.
Hello.
You know, I agree with a lot of what you're saying about President Bush. I mean, Obama.
Same person.
Yeah, it is. But I think you've been a little too harsh when you say that, when you call for the execution of him if he's found guilty of lying about his birth certificate. Sure, he should go to jail or whatever, but to be executed, no. Even though it may be a law, I think that's a little too harsh. And if anybody needs to be executed, it should be President Bush. I mean, considering what he did on 9/11, he was involved in the 9/11 event, him and Vice President Cheney.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and call for that. I don't want anything to happen to those guys because they're high-level puppets, and that'll turn the whole system into a victim when it's the victimizer. But, Pat, I appreciate your call. Let me get a comment from Dr. Manning on that.
Well, if the question is about capital punishment, that you would be adverse to that, then I can certainly appreciate it. But if it's simply about the severity of the crime, I think that the issue of the birth certificate may be the doorway, but the severity of the crime, what the illegal status has done, and the number of people that have been injured as a result of him coming to power in an illegal way might be a way you would want to consider that. Because if he's created great injury and been able to launch more wars and create more deaths, then you may think and may reconsider and say, well, it might be worth execution at that point. And then the other thing is that founding fathers established that so that people would understand that fidelity to this nation is absolutely critical. Do not betray this nation under any circumstance or your life is at risk.
Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, welcome.
Alex Jones, Dr. Manning, Freedom Fighters. How are you this afternoon, gentlemen?
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. I praise you for what you're doing right now. Quick comment then to my question. Startpage.com, everybody, please read Alternative Futures for 2025. They have this thing called Gulliver's Travels, pretty much a prelude. It was April 96, a prelude to what's going on currently in Haiti. My question, you guys are talking about a protest, what we need to do. Everyone needs to know that we need to be peaceful in these actions. I just got done with my sociology class. My professor, God bless this man, he's a Christian. I believe everything is happening for a reason. He talked about Dr. King. I resaw his speech. In the beginning, he talked about he is collecting a debt, talking about the Constitution and how we are granted this freedom. We need to have a march on Wall Street. Everyone knows that the criminal offshore bank known as the Federal Reserve are looting us high and dry right in front of our faces.
All right, let me move on to his comments. We're about to go to break. Clearly, I believe in identifying the bankers as the real government, the real criminals, and bypassing the puppet presidents. Your take on that?
The Bible states the borrower is the servant of the lender. He who controls the money controls all of the honey. Well, he who controls the money controls the world, quite frankly.
So we go after the banks.
Absolutely. We must, the Federal Reserve, I think, not so much the banks. They are certainly a target, no doubt about it, and a very visible one.
I mean the mega banking structure. Sure, I don't mean your Mayberry Bank. You should support that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But the Federal Reserve, I think most people are unaware of how insidious the Federal Reserve is, how it was founded, what it does, and how it manipulates world governments. It manipulates, if you will, the growth of products and services in other nations. It must be exposed and dethroned.
We're going to come back, take three quick calls in the last segment with Reverend Manning. Isaac, Tracy, and Mark, stand by, everyone, right to you after this break in the final segment with our guest. Then a big news blitz coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
And a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Let's move quickly to the call's final segment with Reverend Manning. Let's talk to Isaac in Colorado. Isaac, you're on the air. Welcome.
Gentlemen, I wanted to get Reverend Manning's take on the Romans chapter 13 thing with the whole FEMA clergy response team thing they're trying to push on all these mainstream
churches. Reverend, I'm sure you're aware that covertly we got the documents 4 years ago. Butch Paugh got them. But 2 years after they admitted, they secretly hired tens of thousands of preachers to covertly teach Romans 13, give up your guns, go to the FEMA camp. We have preachers on TV admitting this. Is that your question in total, Isaac?
Yeah, pretty much how he would respond to something like that.
Well, first of all, I was not one of them. But secondly, any preacher who is paid to promote a particular gospel is no longer a preacher. He's no longer a servant of the Lord. But that understanding the government going after asking preachers to do that and them acquiescing to it, yes, I'm sure they've done it. I don't think they've been very effective, though. I think that what has happened over the last few years, more people have applied for and gotten actual permits to purchase guns, and America is armed to the teeth right now. That was a failed policy, if you ask me.
So America instinctively knew day one that Obama was pure evil.
Excuse me?
America instinctively knew, the part of America that has a soul, instinctively knew that Obama was pure evil day one.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. They did. I mean, they within their Noah, which I say spiritually, the soul, they sensed that something was wrong, that they knew that this man was not right, and began to defend themselves and protect their homes and to protect this nation as well.
Yeah, the New World Order is in trouble, but it's still moving forward, and the battle is joined. The final big battle is unfolding right now here in the United States. The rest of the world.
I would think that the New World Order recognizes that they've got a bit of a problem. Somewhere or another, something happened. Copenhagen has caused me to think that they've got a bit of a problem, but they're in no way anywhere near defeated. I can tell you that now. And anyone who thinks that they are.
Yes. We've had some victories. We've wounded the dragon, but we've shown he's not invincible, but he's certainly not that hurt. Appreciate the call, Isaac. Tracy in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, doctor, nice to get on. Alex, you said it perfectly, that the American people, the ones that least have souls and know right from wrong, knew from the very beginning that this guy was the worst sort of bad news that we could possibly have thrust on us. And now we find ourselves, I think the last thing you said, it may be slowed down, but it's still moving forward. I hate that saying. But so at this point, do we continue to do everything that we've already done? We know it's not going to work. Or do we organize something that is a little bit out of the box that at least has more of a chance of working? Because,
well, I mean, let me be clear. It is working. They're failing on every front. The problem is they've got the power, and so they just keep going. But more and more of the punches they throw are failing, and the answer is sunlight. The answer is an awakening, going to every hill and mountain, every valley, and letting the people know that the enemy had net the gates, it's in the gates, and this is real, and the Republican Tea Partyoid takeover isn't going to save us. But again, it's a manifestation. Just like the Brown being elected in Massachusetts isn't a total victory, but it's a message. Just like the purchasing of guns is a message. I don't know. I feel in my gut we're really, really having victories. Reverend Manning?
I'm convinced we're having victories, and not only that, I'm convinced that we're winning battles, and I'm convinced that we're going to ultimately win the war. I'm confident of that. I will give my word to anyone who thinks it's worth anything. We will win this war. And to put it philosophically, I mean, I could go over the strategies that you outlined so well every day, Alex, but let me just put it in the context of what you said about 20 minutes ago. You said that lies have to be applied every day. They have to get up every day and find new strategies or the strength to apply a lie, while the truth is constant. And that's the thing that's on our side. That is the paradigm of the battles that we're fighting. It's a lie, and a massive one, against a truth that is universal, that doesn't just stop here in America. It doesn't stop with man and woman only. It is a universal truth, and that's what they're fighting against, and that's why we're going to win, ultimately, this war.
We're out of time for calls. I'll continue with your calls coming up after I cover some more news. But I do appreciate your spirit. I can feel your courage. My discernment tells me, you know, that we need to protect you, Pastor Manning, and that you understand that you have to step up with the courage of what you're doing. And we will be praying for you, my friend, and I appreciate you coming on with us. Otla.org is the website. God bless you.
God bless you, and I will rest in that, Alex. Thank you so very much for those very kind words. Thank you.
We'll talk off air soon. I'll call you in the next few days. Thank you, Pastor. We'll be back with a big news blitz of information. These are the times that try men's souls. Make no mistake, we're living in history right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Deception, and I'm just so proud to have made these documentary films and so honored to have this amazing team here in the office that worked with me and made this possible. If every American would sit down and watch Fall of the Republic, we would defeat the New World Order. There's no doubt that would wake up 60-70% of the people that saw it conservatively, and they would understand the entire game plan, and it'd be over for the New World Order. If the public had any idea the peril they're in and how they've been robbed and what's going on and where this is leading and going, I know you as an audience know this, and I go to you time and time again, and I say, carry the truth to the people, educate them. That's why you can download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv in high quality, make disc. Most DVD players sold the last 4 or 5 years play DivX. We have a DivX download that's really good quality, almost as good as regular DVD. It burns to regular, cheap, 20-cent CDs that'll play on most DVD players and all computers, all modern computers. We have all the other different downloads at PrisonPlanet.tv, the shows in higher quality. We advertise and link to the films free on Infowars.com to the great folks that have posted it on their channels at YouTube, like Change the Channel. And pretty good quality. And, I mean, is that pearls before swine? I don't think it is. I don't think 5 million views, though, on that one channel for Obama deception and 1.5 million or whatever it is for Fall of the Republic. I mean, there's hundreds of other channels and streams and BitTorrents, and conservatively, Obama deception's been seen by, I'd say, 40 million people. This has been seen by 4 or 5 million, Fall of the Republic. There's no way to gauge what people have done on the street. The great folks at Freedom's Phoenix out in Arizona gave out over 30,000 copies at the university and in the town. I mean, on record, gave out 30,000 copies. I mean, that is aggressive. That is powerful. That's the spirit that could save this country. And everything we've talked about, everything we've exposed in hindsight has been proven right. And we are real. And that's why the New World Order hates us. That they hate Fall of the Republic. They hate the Obama deception. They hate Endgame. Because it is veritas. It is truth. It shatters the left-right control bridle, the governor system that controls people's minds and limits their thought processes. It shatters the fake environmental movement. It shatters the federalization of police and Northcom. And I just wish I could somehow sit down and talk to every American and reach out to them. They've been brought up in tyranny incrementally. They psychologically are too afraid to admit the full magnitude of it. It's hard for me to admit it to myself consciously. That's why a lot of times I wake up almost every night at like 3:30 in the morning now, just laying there in the bed going, my God, this is so real. This is so big. This is so evil. And I am not perfect. I don't have all the answers. I get angry. I get primitive. I get very aggressive. And I try to govern it. It's almost like I want to stop jogging every morning because it just gets me more and more angry and more aggressive, the testosterone. Because as a natural man, a red-blooded man, when people are doing these type of bad things, I mean, it just creates not even rage or anger, just more than fury, just like mechanized will to grapple with these people. And I never said I was the man for the job. I'm in way over my head. But so are you. We are all in over our head up against an elite who studied how humans operate and are using psychology, sociology, anthropology, marketing, drugging the population, both overtly and covertly. And it's so real and it's so big. And to see the average person reduced by Madison Avenue to feeling insecure about themselves, and to see the average person reduced and dehumanized and just turned into mindless vessels of dehumanization, and to know there's so many other wonderful, good people. I mean, I almost started crying last night when I was at that demonstration and I saw these families bringing their children up to me for me to shake their hand, and I just look at their innocence. And I think about everything that our society's gone through, everything it's going through, everything it's going to go through. And I think about all the children the New World Order's killing, cutting off their food and water and power supplies, and stopping development. And it blasts me. I am like blasted by like the winds of tyranny, and it's really made me stronger in a way. Is so much of my worldliness that we all have, and the system has been just peeled away and torn back. But I'm still this primitive, weak creature. But at the same time, I have all these human attributes, all the good things that are in humanity. That paradox. And the more I learn about how people work, the more I understand about myself and others, then we just would have had more time to recognize this earlier. We would have listened to those 50, 60 years ago that warned us, God, it's horrible. People think perception is reality. They think what they buy into is what is the truth. And I've learned in my life to really try to search out what the real truth is. And I just realized that we are a culture of lies. A culture of people that have bought into so many lies and so many distortions. And that's the offer of the New World Order. We'll drug you up. We'll give you entertainment. We'll euthanize you slowly. You know, it's the comfortable, easy way to go versus trying to be an individual in this high-tech grid and trying to figure it out, something I do around the clock. I dream about this stuff. I wake up thinking about it. I constantly have epiphanies and incredibly advanced understandings. And then later I read white papers written by top globalists that are as if it was written by me, but with the evil twist of that they're just openly stating it and saying it's good. And then to be verified, to know I'm right. You know, I wish it wasn't true. So I know that human weakness of like just denial. No, it can't be. It couldn't be. The New World Order is here to devolve and to rip apart and to trample and to stampede humanity. It is a panopticon system to turn the world into a control freak, sadistic, psychopathic paradise. A paradise of evil, a paradise of blood and torture and pain and humiliation. In fact, guys, Google for me, search engine for me, 1984 and the term trampling and being trampled on. I want that full O'Brien quote when he finally breaks Winston, and that's their religion, and he leans over Winston when Winston now believes 2 plus 2 equals 5. Because freedom is the ability to say 2 plus 2 equals 4. That really is freedom. And he leans over and he says, now you see, Winston, we are the priest of power, always pressing on the nerve of power. You know, you look at my body, the torturer says, the inner party member, as he leans over Winston, the little newspaper propagandist from the Ministry of Truth. And he says, you look at the lines in my face and the blood vessels in my eyes and how I look like the life is going out of me. But that's the vigor of the overall species, the psychopathic uber species that's going to just tear down humanity, stomp on humanity, annihilate humanity, just driving over it, stomping on the human face forever. And Orwell had been a secret policeman in India. He'd fought for the communists, found out that was all rigged. He'd been a top propagandist at BBC during the war. And I've read just so many of his essays and letters where he was talking about this is the real world. This is what they're building. But Huxley came along before he died and gave that Berkeley speech and admitted it's all real. The UN plans to drug you, dumb you down. My brother, you know, runs a lot of it at UNESCO. Julian Huxley. And Orwell had it wrong. It's going to be a trudging black ski mask boot on the face, but with an overlay of glitz and glamour and entertainment and drugs and drugging and genetic engineering. And I mean, he wrote that in 1933. Do you know how far past us these people are? 1933. I can't read Brave New World or Brave New World Revisited, which is a nonfiction. Because I see everything they're doing to us, and it's a joke. It's a sick joke for them to crouch on us and to sit on our chest and to beat on us and to just throw it in our face. Put that Orwell clip back up for me, please. I want to read that on air. I saw that you did successfully pull it up there for a moment, Matt Ryan. All right, this is O'Brien while he is torturing him. Oh, Jaron, you have it printed out? Bring it on in. Thank you, brother. This is O'Brien when he's finally broken Winston, and Winston loves Big Brother and is ready to be killed. They want you to thank them. They want you to love torture. They want you to love dehumanization, think that's good. All the movies and video games with the violence and where the evil guys are vaunted and supported. Exactly. By making him suffer, obedience is not enough. Unless he is suffering, how can you be sure that he is obeying your will and not his own? Power is in inflicting pain and humiliation. Power is in tearing human minds to pieces and putting them together again in new shapes of your own choosing. You begin to see, then, what kind of world we are creating. It is the exact opposite of the stupid, hedonistic utopias that the old reformers imagined. A world of fear and treachery is torment. A world of trampling and being trampled upon. A world which will grow not less but more merciless as it refines itself. Progress in our world will be progress towards more pain. The old civilizations claimed that they were founded on love and justice. Ours is founded upon hatred. And look at the controlled left. All they do is poverty pimp, inject race, say if you don't like big government, you're a racist. You know, the very people that always claim to the liberals are the real dark-hearted eugenicists that just love exterminating the third world. Ours is founded upon hatred. In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. Everything else we shall destroy. Everything. Already we are breaking down the habits of thought which have survived from before the revolution. Yeah, they're reducing the language down where people can't even communicate. We have cut the links between child and parent, and between man and man, and between man and woman. No one dare trust his wife or a child or a friend any longer. But in the future, there will be no wives and no friends. Remember, I played that clip from North Korean slave camp where they take them and they let them breed for 1 week a year or 5 days and then separate the children. I mean, this is domestication. 150 years ago, the British tacticians openly said this was the game plan. And 150 years later, it's here. We're now entering it. We have cut the links between child and parent, and between man and man, and between man and woman. No one dares trust a wife or a child or a friend any longer. But in the future, there will be no wives and no friends. Children will be taken from their mothers at birth, as one takes eggs from a hen. The sex instinct will be eradicated. Procreation will be an animal formality. And notice porn's actually making people not enjoy it now, and to make it a reflex, like going to the bathroom. No passion, no love. Procreation will be an annual formality, like the renewal of a ration card. We shall abolish the orgasm. Our neurologists are at work upon it now. There will be no loyalty except loyalty towards the party. There will be no love except the love of Big Brother. There will be no laughter except the laugh of triumph over a defeated enemy. There will be no art, no literature, no science. When we are omnipotent, we shall have no more need of science. There will be no distinction between beauty and ugliness. There will be no curiosity, no enjoyment of the process of life. All competing pleasures will be destroyed. But always, do not forget this, Winston, always, there will be the intoxication of power, constantly increasing and continually growing subtler. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. Man, and when you recognize the empire of the psychopaths, that's what the yuppies on the left and the right, all they care about is their victory. All they care about is their trampling. All they care about is manufacturing a fraud to pull down real men and people of honor and people of will who actually feel and love and are open. They don't like virtue. And they're training you to hate your fellow man. They're training you, as the Club of Rome states in 1991, reprinted from 1968, that they're going to create a double pincer of fake terror and fake environmental crises to capture you, like a pincer beetle captures its prey. And I'm proud of what I've done, and I'm proud of the fact I've been true, and I'm proud of the fact that I want to be truthful, and I try to get it right, and I try to warn you, and I try to mobilize you, and I'm proud of what we've done together. But I also don't see myself in the position I'm in, but there's no one else. There's no one else who is in this position and who has the general basic understanding. It's quite simple. There's many who understand this, but not many who have got any platform to present it. And that's why the enemy's coming after me. They're coming after me on every front.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming.
We have to understand that the human community is under scientific, diabolical attack.
The Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
And we have to huddle together and educate our neighbors like our lives depend on it. We have to love each other. We have to just do little things like newsletters and posting flyers and calling in the talk radio and just be vocal until the crescendo rises and people discover the psychopathic empire. Again, I'm not afraid of being set up or destroyed or lied about in all the hatchet jobs, except that I am now a symbol, a leader, and I've not been perfect in everything I've done, and they can cobble it together and twist it. And so because I am this symbol of resistance and liberty, one of the main symbols worldwide now, and they see our growth and understand what we're doing, just understand, folks, we are under dramatic, sustained attack from all sides. COINTELPRO, you name it. Very dangerous groups in Austin operating. And if you give in to the COINTELPRO and cover it, then that gives them the power. If you sue them, that then ties you up. But it's just, it's so massive. It's so huge. But if we simply activate and realize just how bad it is and start educating others, we can stop them. We are the priest of power, O'Brien said to Winston. God is power. This is before they'd broken Winston. O'Brien, while torturing him, we are the priest of power, Winston. God is power. But at present, power is only a word so far as you are concerned. It is time for you to gather some idea of what power means. The first thing you must realize is that power is collective. The individual only has power insofar as he ceases to be an individual. You know the party slogan, freedom is slavery. Has it ever occurred to you that it is reversible? Slavery is freedom? Alone, free, the human being is always defeated. It must be so, because every human being is doomed to die, which is the greatest of all failures. But if he can make complete, utter submission, as the globalists have done to their cult, their psycho-power cult, if he can escape from his identity, if he can merge himself in the party so that the party, and that he is the party, then he is all-powerful and immortal. The second thing for you to realize is that power is power over human beings, over the body, but above all, over mind. Power over matter, external reality, as you would call it, is not important. Already, our control over matter is absolute because they believe in perception, he goes on to say. The lie that perception is reality. If you're hallucinating on PCP and jump off a 100-story balcony window and you believe you're flying and you're a butterfly, it's not real. When you hit the concrete, reality comes. But they're saying no. We can have Americans say, ban free speech, it's freedom. We can say, shut down the gun show, it's freedom. We can say, kill a million Iraqis, it's freedom. Notice how they're obsessed with controlling the weather. The White House science czar gives speeches about how they're manipulating the weather. And then you talk to reporters and they can't even fathom it. Because Big Brother separately said, this doesn't exist, but we're doing it. 2 + 2 = 5. And I say, no. Freedom is the power to say 2 + 2 = 4. Monsanto does know that their corn is attacking people's organs. They do know it kills the lab animals. People must face that. They must face it's premeditated. It is known. Everything they're doing is by design.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.